We're starting the second hour of Acoustic Cafe now. I'm Rob Reinhart, and we'll have more with in-studio guests Need to Breathe coming up here in just a bit. They have just released their 10th studio album just this week called The Long Surrender. We'll hear more from that shortly. We're going to start out the hour, though, with another songwriter podcast preview. Every couple of weeks, we have been doing this, and we have been speaking to the creator of Songwriter for a very long time. That is Ben Arthur. And let's hear now about the new episode of the Songwriter Podcast. For this week's episode of the Songwriter Podcast, forgiveness, the other F word, forgiveness is the topic. So tell us about the author, actually filmmaker this time around.
Yeah, Ali Salim is a very old friend of mine, and he is a filmmaker, made a beautiful movie called Sweetland many years ago that you should all go watch, and has also done things like for Marvel. He's, you know, been in that universe, if you will, for a long time too. And he had a long and complicated relationship with his father, who was abusive and difficult and a narcissist, but he's died. And Ali is now trying to sort of figure out how to sort of move forward when you don't really have an opportunity for reconciliation.
He gave me so much, good and bad. It's about releasing his power over me and honoring his power in me. So I think this process becomes slightly different for me because I want to understand better.
Templeton World Charity Foundation, once again, is joining in the effort and looking for examples of human flourishing. Forgiveness certainly would fall under that category. So tell us about the social scientist joining us this time.
Dr. Emily Gorder is someone who works in restorative justice. This is when often there's been a crime that's committed. And as you said, when we began this conversation, she says that forgiveness is such a heavy and complicated topic that within her field, they do refer to it as the other F word. You know, a lot of times, these things become choices of framing. How we want to be in the world and whether we forgive someone or not is, of course, a choice. Whether we wish to reconcile and have them in our lives or not is also a choice.
For me, what's really valuable about Ali's story is it helps us look at what are the options for us to heal when the person who's harmed us isn't owning it. I think about the twin pillars of what we need after harm occurs, which is accountability and healing. Ideally, you have both. But in the absence of somebody taking responsibility, what are the paths for healing?
And then, of course, the result of all of this conversation is to create a brand new song. Songwriter Carla Kilstead is the artist who decided to take on that challenge.
Yeah, Carla and Ali have worked together for many, many years, and she actually played fiddle on Sweetland's soundtrack. She told me a beautiful story about how she began playing violin, which was her great aunt was a Hungarian Jew and ended up in Siberia in a mining camp.
She was a Hungarian Jew who lived in Germany and made it through the war. She and her husband were both taken away to Siberian mining camps for 10 years. He did not return. She did 10 years later. She tried to get all the cousins before me. I'm the youngest of a bunch of cousins. And she tried to get all of them to play violin with, as I like to say, varying degrees of failure. And so I was kind of the last hope. She gave me a tiny, tiny violin when I was little. And I still, to this day, have a silk scarf of a Picasso portrait that she wrapped her violin in. I still wrap my violins in silk scarves because of her. What you hear in my writing, I come to really honestly, because I really came up as a musician in the classical tradition.
It's a very different song, I should say. It is not your rock and roll type song. It's really a song that relates to classical tradition and what she calls art song.
I am a fish, and you are in the waders, and the moon looks on. From here. The drones up above hold the ground for the song he sings till he's flying, and we'll sing along. The fool is a fish, is a clown, is a wish made by a boy in a bed, whose head will turn every time to the window to find a glint of a spark on the thread in the dust of the corner of a gray backwards towards the sea, reading the river overflowing with verses of hope, in which he is a fish, is a wish, is a shard, a broken vessel, the truth hits hard.
I am a fish. That is Carla Kielstedt from the Songwriter Podcast. If you want to find out more about Songwriter, how that particular song was created, the discussion that went into that, as well as all the previous episodes and all the previous seasons, you can visit benarthur.com. He is the producer of Songwriter, or you can go to songwriterpodcast.com. And of course, it is available everywhere you get your podcasts.